Okay, so there's the international law sort of dealt with. I thought it's important to mention the international law, sort of in the context of using the international law to go to war against other nations. I thought it might come in handy. So, okay, so here we go with some of the information that I've managed to find. Peter King, a member of the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, said on the latest release of the WikiLeaks that this basically manifests Mr. Assange's purposeful intent to damage not only our national interests in fighting the war on terror, but also undermines the very safety of coalition forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to the Guardian newspaper, criticisms of British actions are included in a fresh leak of US State Department files, saying the files include devastating criticism of UK operations in Afghanistan and serious political criticisms of our very own David Cameron. Also alleges the documents include claims of inappropriate behaviour by a member of the British royal family. There are also said to be requests for specific intelligence about individual British members of Parliament. The UK Ministry of Defence has urged newspaper editors, and I do too, to bear in mind the national security implications of publishing the information. There are two issues here. One is the national security, and the other is getting yourself into trouble. You may think, oh, you know, I'm just a blogger, you know, I just do blogs and Twitters and Facebooks and all that sort of stuff, you know. I'm like, no one special, just doing my own little bit. I'm a citizen journalist, you know, I'm not doing any harm. The problem is that you may be causing trouble for yourself, so be very, very careful if you are planning on publishing anything at all on the internet. BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen, and this is, as I say, as far as I'm concerned, there is only one source of news and information that you can rely on in these kinds of situations, and it is the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC. And BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen has said that these were the kind of documents historians normally get 25 years on, and agreed the contents of the memos would damage America's relationship with its allies. It's the sort of thing they normally say on New Year's Day. Oh, well, official documents released today show how Winston Churchill used to hold a set of keys when he was having a nap. And those kinds of strange things. A Foreign Office spokesman told the BBC, "We condemn any unauthorized release of this classified information, just as we condemn leaks of classified material in the UK. They can damage national security and are not in the national interest, and, as the US have said, may put lives at risk. We have a very strong relationship with the US government that will continue." Former Conservative Foreign Secretary Sir Malcolm Rifkin said the release of the documents, which reportedly date from 1966 to the end of February this year, was putting lives at risk. The now chair of the Parliamentary Intelligence and Security Committee, Sir Malcolm, said some of the information will severely damage operations against terrorism. The strategy of Western and democratic governments to deal with countries like Iran or North Korea who are trying to develop nuclear weapons, and it is very, very disgraceful. I agree. I think the West, I think Britain, I think America has to have communication. They have to give their opinions about possible rogue states. I think what's baffling everybody is why America has all this sort of information on Britain. I think that's the problem, you see. You know, with these kinds of friends, who needs enemies, for goodness sake? The US ambassador to London, Louis Sussman, said he did not believe the leaked diplomatic communications regarding British politicians would damage Anglo-American relations, probably because they're so low to begin with, I'd say. Diplomatic cables inform the foreign policy decisions made by the US government, but should not be seen as representing US policy on their own.